Mackey here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Everybody should check their BMs this morning, see how many people have different colors. Because of the green food dye yesterday, if you had any green beers. That's what I told my son to do. I'm like, I remember. It depends on how much you drink. It could change it.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
I don't.
Maybe it's a guy thing.
Is that really true? That's not true.
I mean, I would assume. I would assume.
No, there's not enough green dye in there to do that, is there?
Well, it depends on how many beers you drink.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of waters it down.
Let's see. I'm going to Google this while we're talking about
green poop.
No, can green beers turn your stool a different color?
Oh, try and be clinical to fool the algorithm. Somebody else is on Pat's computer. He usually types poop. He's typing stool today.
Why is Pat out of the office?
Yeah.
Oh, and it tried to. I put beers, and it tried to change it to beans. Why is my poop green? Some foods containing green, blue, or yellow food coloring may turn your poop green. These dyes are sometimes used in canned green beans as well. Green beer, cereal,
green beer,
jarred pickles.
Jarred pickles. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I did not have a green beer.
Yeah. It's truth about green beer and its potential nasty side effect. And it is food colorings like that can turn your stools a different color.
What else does that food coloring do to you? This literally, I saw it, not to be Debbie Downer here, but I saw a video this weekend that was talking about all the countries in the world. There are so many food additives and things that we use in our food in America that no other country in the world allows.
I've heard that before.
They ban it. It's just like this huge list of foods that we have, everything from cereals like Fruit Loops or things like that, and the different kinds of additives and colorings and things that stabilize shelf life and all this other stuff that we add in our food that everybody else is like, God, no, you can't have that. That's poison. It's carcinogenic. It's, you know, it's like, it has this long list of all these terrible things. And I'm like, okay, so maybe, you know, like if everybody, you think everybody in the room is stupid and everybody's looking at you, maybe you're the one that's stupid. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe then you get me on the follow the money trail about why it's that way. And then you find out who owns what company that supplies funds for what projects and backs whatever.
It's all about that.
Think tank or something like that. And then before you know it, oh, they bought that.
Yeah.
Use that is because somebody's making it. They want to make money off of it. And so they pay their way in so it can be used in products. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And you hear so many people that go on vacations like in Europe and they come back saying, I was eating the same stuff that I eat over here and I lost weight on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why a lot of countries don't have an obesity problem like we do. Like Italy, they eat pasta 6 meals a day and they're not like we are.
Yeah, they have better, their flour's better. It's, you know, I don't know. It's getting more and more obvious, painfully obvious, this poor country. So
the people in charge were sure hoping that social media wouldn't take off like it did because we would just been in the dark. We've been in the dark forever.
If they had any idea, I really think when it first came around, instead of it just being available to everybody, I'm really surprised. But of course, there's First Amendment stuff that goes on in this country, but still, that we have access to so much information. Mm-hmm. We always had that access, but now it's so much faster. Cause you used to have to go to the courthouse or to the congressional library or, you know, write a letter and ask them for copies of something and they'd fax them to you. You know, it's like
or mail in 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
You forget what you're researching. Yeah.
Yes. They hope you do too. Uh-huh. And now you just expect to be able to find whatever you want with a Google search. And I don't think that's how they plan for it to go down.
I don't think so either. Now it's too late.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you see there's a hashtag this morning. Let me go back and refresh it real quick. The hashtag is hashtag royal announcement. And it came out this morning. The British family has said there will be a major announcement at any moment. This was 3 hours ago when this came down.
Okay.
And nothing so far, but some of the rumors that are out there are everything from King Charles stepping down to King Charles may have passed away on St. Patrick's Day.
What gives people that idea?
I do not know, because they aren't telling. And a couple of these are like the Royal Watcher accounts that are out there, you know, that are trying to find out what's going on. And they're not throwing those rumors around, but they're acknowledging, yes, I see those rumors. But we have nothing to prove that at this point. And just kind of, I'm looking through them right now to see what's been updated. Then another one has a dumb meme, but basically the caption is Meghan Markle refreshing her phone, watching for all the updates. So it's been just people refreshing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that usually you kind of know what's going to happen, but there's so many weird things going on in the royal family right now. It could be anything.
It's crazy. There was this weekend, so a hashtag was going around, Blake Lively is a bully and Kim Kardashian is a bully. Two different ones.
That's a long
and then
hashtag.
They started using them together. And what happened was, okay, first there's a little bit of history between Kim K and Kate Middleton. And isn't it funny that Kim K, KK, and Meghan Markle, MM? I don't know what that means, but anyway, Kim apparently gifted some of her finest clothes that she has from whatever line and undergarments and all this stuff to Kate Middleton, and Kate sent them back.
Oh, she and did?
Kate didn't, I'm sure, package them up. I'm sure one of her people just like, oh, geez, just send them back. Like, she's going to dress the princess. Are you kidding me? You know, you're not going to style the princess, Kay.
Yeah.
And
why? I would still keep them or give them to somebody else. I wouldn't.
I think they wanted to be sure it was clear. You know, thanks, but no thanks. The princess has her own stylists and her own.
She doesn't want Skims.
She's sure not going to tell anybody if she does. And she'll buy her own. But anyway, so there's this, that's history really, but it's there. It's like, it's this little dig. So Kim K, I'll say a couple of weeks ago, she was in Paris fashion show, right? Fashion week was going on. Of course, repping who? Balenciaga, which is a whole nother rabbit hole if you want to go down that one. But anyway, then she posted pictures of herself next to an Escalade, and she's dressed in, I don't know what she was wearing, but her heels had to have been 10 inches high because she looked like a giraffe. She had like bell bottom pants on, so you could see her shoes, and her knees were like 3 feet from the ground, right? You know, it's like, what, you were in stilts? You know, it's like,
yeah, like a drywaller.
Yeah. And she's standing next to her Escalade with a little baby doll crop top. And on my way to look for Kate is what the caption was. And so that's what basically started the ball rolling and earned her that hashtag of Kim Kardashian is a bully, because she is the worst offender of Photoshop fails.
I mean, the whole family is.
So just all the stuff that's been going on with Kate and her being gone, and then the Photoshop debacle and everything else that's going on. Okay. So then the thing that got Blake Lively, which I'm like, how did Blake Lively get pulled into this? She posted on Instagram about her line, the Betty Beers and Betty Boos that she has, new flavors coming out. And she's sitting in a chair in the sunshine, holding a can in one hand, her left hand, and then her right hand, it's thumbs up. And there's a lemon falling from the sky, and it's a lemon flavor, whatever. But the problem is there's these Photoshops there. Her thumb is about twice as long as it should be. And a ring goes around two fingers incorrectly. And then her chair is one of those mind-boggling, you know, it defies the laws of physics, the way the chair has been Photoshopped around, like all these intentional Photoshops in this picture.
Yeah.
And the thumbs up, you know, so she's like cashing in on the Photoshop frenzy that's going on right now to promote her stuff.
It's kind of funny, kind of smart.
It's kind of smart, but it's also like, if something's really wrong with Kate.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really risky.
Right. It's not a good look. If it has a much higher downside than upside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I'm kind of like, it just kind of feels icky. I don't know if she's a bully, but it does kind of feel icky when you look at the picture. She's like, okay, I see why you did that. Cause that's kind of forefront right now. And everybody's talking about it, But maybe if it turns out to be anything less than exactly what it's stated to be, if it's, you know, if there's anything more than I should say than what it's actually stated to be, it's going to be kind of awkward.
Yeah. And everybody knows that it is more than it's stated to be. So I would, that's a pretty risky move.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's why those two hashtags are floating around out there right now.
Yeah. Bully, the term bully may be a tad aggressive, but I get what they're trying to say.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm refreshing my hashtag royal announcement again. And it's the same one still there. Okay. Let me see. Oh, wait, let me go here. Let me see. Well, 3 seconds ago, it's got the meme of SpongeBob checking his watch. So, nothing yet. So
SpongeBob checking his watch.
So everything is. And another one says rumors are true. Wait. Let me see what this one is. Oh, no, nope, that's not it. Okay, never mind. God, that scared me for a second. I'm like, wait, what? No, yeah, there's oh, crazy town. So anyway, so that's going on. So everybody watch the hashtags today.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Meghan Markle and American Riviera Orchard has debuted on Instagram, as we were talking about last week. And there's a little retro style video that goes out with her in the kitchen. Remember, what was the name of her? Teague? What was the name of her lifestyle blog that she used to have?
Oh,
Way before she met Harry, she had a lifestyle blog, supposedly, that was out there, and it was, you know, showing her being all domesticated and giving ideas and tips and hints and
The TIG?
The TIG, TIG. It was TIG. That's right. I was like, what's a TIG? Anyway, That's what it is. So there's a video from that they've, or along those same lines that they posted for American Riviera Orchard. And now there's people coming forward saying that there are a lot of other companies that are out there that have very similar stylings or names. ARO apparently is some company that's established, I don't know in what area, and there's, you know, other holdings that are out there. I don't know. There's all this stuff coming out. It's like she just like threw it together and put it out there.
Yeah, without even thinking. Like she got on GoDaddy, bought the domain, went to LegalZoom, got the LLC herself, and just like, this is my company.
This is it. See, I believe she sits at home and photoshops her own pictures and she gets her own LLC. I believe that. I don't believe that Kate does.
No, I don't believe that Kate does. And I kind of don't believe that Meghan does. I kind of believe that she has the spare do it.
Well, that could be too. That could be too. You know, before we wrap this up too, I just remembered something. There was a post on Instagram we were tagged in. Did you see that?
I did.
So I grabbed it and I thought this was really neat. Her name is Peggy Miller. And Peggy posted it was a really cool post. The whole post is really cute. I love the whole thing about it. And it starts off, just in case you're wondering my current faves, here they are. And so she's got all these pictures of her favorite things right now. And Peggy's real estate person here in Omaha. It talks about finished up the latest, you know, the book, just the nicest couple last night, unexpected twist that shocked me. I'm not watching The Bachelor. I'm watching Suits. Okay. If you know me at all, you know that how much I love Diet Pepsi, pouring my beverage into a wine glass. Thank you. If you want to feel a little fancy. She goes on about her snacks that she likes. And then she gets to listening to a variety of podcasts. However, It's Pat and JT will always be my favorite. I also enjoy true crime, real estate, and marketing. And then she lists some Hustle Humbly podcast and marketing bar podcast. So I was like, what? That's awesome.
Like this, because I read it too. And at first I thought spam. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, she's actually like naming things that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking for it because I'm like, we've been tagged in this and I don't see it because I was looking at the bottom at the hashtags. And I was thinking that we were just tagged to check out this post. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, she mentioned us in the post.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. So thank you. Very nice. That was really cool. I appreciate that. So, oh, and then also I messed around with AI pictures. Because so a fun. Friend of mine did some this last week, or a couple weeks ago, I guess. Actually, she's using some right now online. No, it's not fun. It's like, it didn't even, it's like, what are you? That's not me. There's no part of that picture that's me.
It takes it like you have to massage it.
I put in 9 pictures. You put in as many front facing pictures. It's all right there, front facing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I look like a bobblehead in 2 of them.
It's like it tries to take like all of them and do its best guess to make it look like, I don't know how they got the Taylor Swift ones naked. I mean, I can't imagine if I put up 9 nudes of myself, what it would come out looking
that's
like.
That's also, well, it might be, well, anyway, it might, it's also a great deal of the Photoshop. Those people that put those together, unfortunately, don't use their powers for good because they are really good at what they do, mm-hmm. but they don't use their powers for good at all. there was some other Photoshops that were out there too. A picture of Taylor with Kim Kardashian going full circle, and Kim Kardashian looked like she forgot her Skims. And it was like, okay, she did not go out. That's Kim. And I'm not judging, just saying that's Kim Kardashian. She would be, I'm surprised she hasn't sued somebody yet if she saw that picture.
Yeah.
That somebody altered it. And it's an amazing Photoshop because you cannot tell. But yeah. Anywho.
A lot of people out there that can do Photoshop. So girls, if you want to Photoshop something, don't just use the free app because it can get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Oh my God. You'll get nailed. Nobody doesn't care what you were taking the picture of. They'll just be caring that you tried to trick them mm-hmm. all of a sudden, even though every picture ever that has gone out probably on most any major entertainment publication has been adjusted mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And also I've noticed filters, whatever. A filter is a filter. People know when you're using a filter and mm-hmm. it's fine. And also people know when you're older because you're older. You don't have mm-hmm. to use a filter. But if you're taking a picture with a young person, don't use a filter because it makes them look like it makes you look younger, but it makes them look weird. And then people are like, what? That is awful.
So anywho, I think that's really everything. I'm just looking back through if there's any other things in my notes, and I'm still just waiting for the
announcement,
for the latest from
refresh.
Buckingham Palace. Somebody just took a picture of Buckingham Palace. Flag is not at half mast. Okay. Well, that's a good sign.
No black smoke coming from the church or anything like that from the chimney.
I don't know. Did they do that at the church?
No, it's in England. That's the Vatican. Yeah. Whatever.
So we'll continue to keep our untrained eye on this story and see what happens. So that's all I got. Did I thank Centrist, by the way, today?
No, I mean, we wanted to get as far away from the poop talk as possible.
So Centrist Federal Credit Union, they are partners, they are sponsors, and it's been great having them along for the ride. And they've got a lot of great things going on for 2024. And one of them in particular is if you have somebody who's getting their first checking account or just getting familiar with how to use a bank on their own for the first time, maybe they're buying their first car and they want to try and figure out financing, all that great stuff, financial freedom just in general or financial firsts. They have got some great information on their website, and they'd love also to have the opportunity to sit down and talk about it too. You can check it out online or stop by any of their 15 locations.
CentristFCU.org or 402-334-7000. All right, one more last refresh before we go.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go back. Refresh. Boom. What do we got now? Nothing. No, there's still nothing. And it looks like some not involved with, oh my God, the Sanaa accounts that aren't involved with the Royals are starting to hijack this hashtag so that you see their posts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because so many thousands and thousands of people are watching for this hashtag. So now the latest ones coming up are people have nothing to do with Buckingham Palace or the Royals are adding that hashtag to their posts. So I'm seeing a bunch of junk.
Yeah. Your stream. Somebody peed in your stream.
Oh, we need a new hashtag immediately. Wait, Buckingham Palace is out here. Hold on. Let me check that one too. Buckingham Palace. The latest says, Nothing.
So dang it.
Nothing.
Drama. All right.
Well, check in tomorrow.
All right. Okay. You guys have a great one. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Have a good day.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.